This is Morning Edition. On this week's Criminal Podcast, we hear the story of a man saved by books. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC, and host Phoebe Judge joins me now. Good morning.
Hi, Eric.
This week's podcast deals with a man who spent years in jail. What was Robin Wood's crime?
Well, he stole about $20,000 worth of office equipment, and then he was trying to sell that to other people, and that's when he was caught. He had also been in jail and convicted a couple of times before for minor crimes.
And he went in and he did a lot of time, and it was pretty horrific.
Yeah, he did a lot of time because he had these prior convictions, and so they kind of threw the book at him and gave him a 16-year sentence. But once he got in jail, he became very unhappy at the conditions in the prison and became involved in prison riots, which led to him being classified as one of the most dangerous prisoners in the state of Maryland.
What led him from that to starting to read?
He was transferred to a high-security prison. He was in his prison cell. And this is a man who had had very little formal education and really did not know how to read. He was sitting there in his jail cell, and all of a sudden one day he heard someone coming around screaming, "Library cart!" And he thought, why not?
It was a marvelous thing. The whole world opened up. Even though I was confined in an institution, in a prison, in a building, in a cell, my mind was free, because the only thing I had to do was wait for the library man to come and bring me a book, and I could escape.
And that began this incredible journey of learning and reading.
How do you wind up sending a letter to Mark Stevens, who worked for Merriam-Webster?
Well, Robin really did fall in love with reading and just wanted to know more and more and more. And he found the Merriam-Webster Encyclopedia, this gigantic book. He started reading it, and that was all he did was read, and so he was reading this encyclopedia, and he started seeing these errors. And he found one about the acquisition of Texas, and he said, well, I don't think this is right, and he wrote a letter to Mark Stevens, the editor, who then became incredibly fond of Robin and also leaned on his shoulder to look for other mistakes.
He informed me, I think fairly early on, that his ambition was to read the entire encyclopedia, and nobody before or since has ever told me that that was their ambition for that book.
So how did he wind up getting out of jail?
The Commissioner of Corrections was very impressed with Robin's pursuit of knowledge and also his tenacity to learn. And Mark Stevens, the editor of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, actually wrote a letter to the commissioner and asked for Robin's release. And because of good time and behavior, they let him out early.
And Robin and Mark finally got to meet, right?
Yeah, not so long ago, they finally met at Mark's house in Massachusetts. And the thing here is that not only were they corresponding, but for years, Mark has been sending Robin money and helping support him after he got out of jail.
And nobody knew that.
No, it was always a very big secret.
How's Robin doing today?
Robin's okay. You know, he and Mark continue their relationship, and Robin is out and doing seemingly well. The sad part of the story is that when asked, he said he doesn't do much reading anymore.
The story of Robin Woods is this week's Criminal Podcast. It's hosted by Phoebe Judge and recorded here at North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Thanks for your time, Phoebe.
Thank you.